What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage, having a day. Tuesday morning. We had some issues yesterday, but we are back, friends. Just excited to be with you. It's going to be an amazing week. If you're in New London, Connecticut, Jason up this Saturday night, I'll be there, and I'll be back in Madeira Sunday morning. Today, Yahweh provides. The Bible says in Hebrews 13:5, don't be obsessed with money, but live content with what you have. For you always have God's presence. For hasn't he promised you that he'll never leave you nor forsake you, and he'll never loosen his grip on your life? Hebrews 13:5 in the Passion Translation. And I love what it says today. When Abraham went to sacrifice his son, he really didn't understand what God was doing, but he accepted that whatever God wanted, he could have it. Do we live that way today? Think about that. We will be tested in the exact areas that we find hardest to surrender. And if we think we can give God 90% and 90% of our room and keep that one closet to ourselves, we're gravely mistaken. God wants everything. It's not about us. God wants to work through you to reach people for his love and change the world for his glory, no matter how insignificant that feels. We need to get over our money, get over our lack of money, and realize that God is our provider. Abraham named that place the Lord will provide in Genesis 22:14. Today, Yahweh still provides for us. God is going to invade your life and show up in a powerful way. What you need to do is make sure your heart is right and make sure you understand that God is your provider. Yahweh provides. You know, it's interesting because I feel like everybody in life needs to pass that money test. The rich young ruler, it's interesting. The person gave a widow's mite, and Jesus is like, you know, the greatest gift ever. The whole world is going to hear about this person's story. And the rich young ruler, he said, you give all you have, you still ain't going to give enough. The money test is pretty difficult for people, friends. We have to learn to pass the money test. The reality is you are being challenged right now in the area of your finances, whether you believe it or not. Because, you know, the Bible's clear that if we seek first the kingdom of righteousness, all these things are going to be added. But it also says, don't store up for yourselves treasures on earth. Earth alert, most people I know are doing that. They're storing up for themselves treasures on earth. He said those things can be removed by a hurricane. He said, store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where this earth can't touch. Because where your heart is, your treasure will be. You got to pass the money test. And here's the thing. If I grabbed your checkbook, if you still write checks, if I looked at your transaction accounts, if I looked at your Cash App, if I looked at your bank accounts, if I looked at where your money's going, that will tell me where your heart is. If your money is only being spent on yourself and your issues and your needs, you're not trusting God in there if you're giving. You know, somebody came to me one time and said, oh, Pastor, I'm really feeling this controversial revelation, but I don't believe that tithing is New Testament. Almost like, you know, almost like they're trying to get out of tithing. I'm like, no, you're right. It's 100%. How much are you giving? 10%? I don't know what it is about Christians that try to aim at the lowest bar in their life. That's not how heaven works, man. If you're going to be blessed in every area, including your finances, you better trust him with your wealth. You better pass the money test. Because I see people, they have a lot of money and they're fearful to give and they'll always be bound. And I know people, they don't have any money and they're scared to give and they're always going to be bound. Because you buy into a lie that that's it or that's all it's going to be. The truth is when you trust God with money, then he trusts you with greater things. That's what the Bible says. And so we can't serve both God and mammon. You're going to hate one, love the other, right? Despise one and like the other. You can't do that. And so is Yahweh your provider today? Are you trusting on God to fulfill the financial needs in your life? Or are you just thinking it's you because you work hard and have a degree? Or you got to pull 8 jobs because you think that God's going to provide for you? No. Today, Yahweh provides. Today, God is your source and he's your supply. Your dad's not your source. Your inheritance ain't your source. Your 401k is not your source. Your cheesy house that got paid off ain't your source. Your source is God Almighty in the kingdom of heaven. Your house isn't paid off so you can live fearful and clench every penny hoping you can get by in retirement. No, he freed you up to be a giver so you can do the work of the ministry and serve God in the final years of your life. It's mistaken. young entrepreneur, you're not blessed so you can keep flossing and find a way to stack money because you're scared. No, it's only in the releasing of what he's giving you do you really trust him. Trusting God is easy when you have it. It's when you don't. It's when you have it and you still have an inability to believe that he could give it to you. And so today, you got to pass the money test. Most people can't do this. I'm telling you, most people struggle with this. You got to pass the test on who's your source. And your source is only God, right? And we are called to live, and we're called to give, and we're called to radically bless, and we have to live generously, period. The key to life is living generously. I'm believing God one day that I'll live off 90%. I mean, I'll live off 10 and give 90. Instead of living off 90 like most Christians do, or living off 99.999 like most Christians do. God's your source, he's your supply, and in him you'll lack nothing, but it's about believing him at his word and knowing that Yahweh provides. That's it for today. We love you guys. Great to be back. Great to talk to you. We'll see you tomorrow. As always, thank you for rocking with Engage Heaven Today. I'm out.